Well, from what seems like one game of high-stakes chicken to another, negotiators say they will not meet a deadline tonight in nuclear talks with Iran. After more than a year of talks, officials from the U.S. and five other countries, along with Iran, say they need three more days. NPR's Peter Kenyon is covering the negotiations. He joins us now from his hotel in Vienna. Hi, Peter.
Hi, Peter. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. So there had been some optimism earlier in the week, but what happened?
Well, here's what the State Department's advisor for communications, Marie Harf, says. She says, we're frankly more concerned about the quality of the deal than we are about the clock, although we also note that difficult decisions aren't going to get any easier over time, and that's why we're staying here and continuing to negotiate. She also said these are really complicated, highly technical talks, and as a number of people here have pointed out, this is going to be a long-term deal, so they have to get it right the first time. They can't go back and fix things later. They've got to try and consider every eventuality.
Now, negotiators have agreed on some things, for instance, getting Iran to get rid of some of its nuclear fuel and shut down some of its equipment for making more, but there are just a couple of issues now left that are holding things up. What are those?
Well, according to Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, who was on his way to the airport, he stopped and he told reporters they're down to single digits, meaning there's fewer than 10 sticking points remaining. So how long that will take to fix, it's hard to tell. One he mentioned in particular is this UN arms embargo against Iran. The Iranians want that lifted as part of a deal. They're feeling that this agreement has to mark a whole new approach from the UN Security Council toward Iran. Tehran was really quite stung by a series of Security Council resolutions against it, many during the former administration of Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. America and its allies have been talking about relief from a number of sanctions, economic mainly, but this arms embargo, that's another matter.
Yeah, how are U.S. lawmakers responding to this arms embargo section of the negotiation? Because as we know, now the U.S. Congress has passed a law that will give it some say in this conversation.
Well, from what I've been hearing, most members of Congress are very much opposed to lifting the arms embargo against Iran. They are also quite concerned that somehow another embargo on ballistic missile trade against Iran might get lifted or softened somehow. Now, in terms of reviewing the whole deal, Congress actually inserted its own separate deadline for the U.S. negotiators here. If they don't bring the agreement to Capitol Hill by this Thursday, July 9th, Congress gets to double its review period, the time it has to weigh in on the deal, from 30 to 60 days. That's not something the administration would like to see, but judging by how things are going here at the moment, I'd say the bottom line remains the same. Getting the right deal is more important than meeting any deadline.
And meanwhile, we forget that as a part of this process, there have been international inspectors in Iran. As long as these talks continue, they're going to be there. So I wonder what both sides get out of that arrangement.
Well, they did extend the interim agreement. They announced it today. It's going to continue through Friday the 10th, and presumably it will then either be extended again or replaced by a more permanent long-term deal. And now, under this deal that we have now, the interim deal, UN inspectors are enjoying a much better access. They're seeing parts of Iran's nuclear program they've never seen before. Iran is also converting its nuclear fuel, the enriched uranium it has, into other forms that are harder to enrich towards weapons grade, which was one of the big fears of the U.S. So on the nonproliferation front, a number of good things are happening already right now. For Iran, they've been getting some frozen assets released, so they get some economic help. Not a lot. So they have a real incentive to see this through and try and get these sanctions lifted.
Well, the process continues. NPR's Peter Kenyon in Vienna watching this play out. Thanks, Peter.
You're welcome, Peter.
You're listening to Here and Now.